This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That was the highlights from the Sam Hauser Show, a.k.a. Celtics.
I'm Andrew Carter, just with the with all the final exclamation points. Bullseye!
114-108 win over Howitzer. The Jazz.
Yes,
Teddy's
sir.
Teddy's all fired up. Apparently a big
Let's
Sam
go,
Hauser
Teddy.
Fan. Latest guy to step up, because last night, we talked about it earlier, no Kristaps Porzingis. He still
no
has
problem.
That virus. No Jason Tatum. No problem. Because Sam Hauser had 33 points, including 7 threes in the third quarter. Celtics record was actually approaching an NBA record. And the Celtics took care of business. They prepare for tomorrow night's big matchup, the fourth of our four-game series that we sort of highlighted a couple weeks ago.
Really, the last big game.
Absolutely.
Before, I mean, then you got like 16 games left that are really just against cupcakes.
Yeah, just kind of.
Yeah, and by the way, this stretch, I was thinking about this earlier today. We had talked about the big four games. They're 2-1 over the big three. Tomorrow night is the last one of this gauntlet. And then I think we're going to see a lot of games, guys, that are going to resemble last night. You know, the phrase,
oh yeah,
Andy, all gas, no brakes gets thrown around so much these days. I think you're going to see the Bruins in a lot of some gas, some breaks games the rest of the way, where it's like, oh, they got a lead in the fourth quarter against this crappy team. They almost blew it. Ah, they held on to the lead and they won the game, holding on to the two spot in the East.
Yeah, they will. And it'll all be managed by Mazzulla, my guy, my favorite coach in the NBA these days, because I've actually heard Scal talk about this. I think KG I listened to a few years ago. When you're a team like the Celtics and you're kind of locked into that two seed and now you're a veteran team and you're preparing for the playoffs, you'll get some weird lineups, but some of that will include stars because they start to build their playoff intensity, legs, minutes. If you're a guy that Mazzulla might ask to extend himself in the playoffs, he'll start to ask on occasion you to extend yourself at the end of the regular season to prepare for those minutes and kind of build up the stamina. So there could be some of that, but tomorrow night it's about, I want to see them beat OKC, who just lost to the Nuggets last night. And we will be down tomorrow, by the way, 2-6 at Scores, just down the street from the Garden. And we just confirmed Brian Scalabrine obviously joins us every Wednesday, but he'll be in person with us at Scores. Looks like around 5 o'clock he'll stop by. So
good luck, Scal. Appreciate that, man.
And fans should stop by. You'll get the opportunity to rub elbows with Ted Johnson, Brian Scalabrine, grab some beers and some apps, pregame, get ready for the latest, last, final, biggest game of the year for the Boston Celtics.
And Ted, didn't you say that you would do 2 tequila shots for every time someone couldn't beat you in a push-up contest?
No, I did not say that.
I thought I heard you say that last week.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not turning into the, you know, the on-location
Ted the Tank.
Yeah, you know, circus freak.
We're here to make you laugh.
Nope,
my clown.
You want me to dance? No, I'm good.
Oh, I bet you people would pay to see you.
I've
dance.
Done that when I started. Got it in radio when I first started out. I would have done whatever it took. Now I'm like an old grizzled vet, 18 years in the business.
Now you got limits?
Now I'm
okay,
like, I'm
fine. Stiz, you're up on tequila duty tomorrow.
All right, fine.
Hey, true story. For whatever reason, they asked me if I'd bring my Super Bowl rings to an on location. The first time the Super Bowl ring got dropped by a drunk guy, I was like, no more Super Bowl rings. Sorry, you blew for everybody else, buddy.
Yeah, that was a bad idea
Bad idea.
Absolutely.
Stiz, I've also just been informed you will not be doing tequila shots with any of our listeners tomorrow. It's going to be J-Mo's, baby. That's right, because tomorrow's live WEEI afternoon show at Scores is presented by our friends at Jameson's.
Oh, nice. You know what that means? Pickle shots. Chase that Jameson's with a little pickle juice. That's the ultimate shot for, well, for some people anyway. Very popular. Do you like pickle shots, Fitzy?
Love picklebacks.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
It is.
I don't like pickles. The whole sound of this sounds
gross.
If you don't like pickles, I guess you're not going to like pickles.
Right. That's kind of.
And I'm with Stiz on this.
You don't like pickleback shots?
I can't stand pickles, so.
Nasty.
You can't stand like pickles?
And I love salt, right?
Hey, Ted, have you ever heard everyone top five sound in the history of WEEI? And this is going back all the way to the very beginning. Have you ever heard Rich Keefe explain to Jermaine Wiggins how pickles are made?
No, I have not.
This is this classic audio we're about to listen to?
We may have the cucumber thing, right?
But this, are they the small carrots? I mean, one of those miniature carrots?
Baby carrots.
Baby carrots. I mean, I could have baby carrots for toes.
Yeah, you'd be all right.
There's no baby cucumbers.
No.
So there's only big cucumbers. Imagine walking around with cucumbers for fingers.
Nah, yeah. It's low-hanging fruit.
You'd get nothing done. Out. You wouldn't be able to work your cell phone.
Could you pickle them?
Yeah. What do you mean, cut them off?
No. Pickles are cucumbers.
Oh, are they?
You didn't know that.
I didn't know that. So the pickle is in the cucumber family.
I just taught Wiggy.
I did not know.
No, they're not the family. They are that. That's what they are.
Wow.
So every pickle you've ever had was at one point in its life a cucumber.
Oh, okay. So a cucumber goes. So it's the.
Like a metamorphosis.
So it's basically the butterfly and the.
Caterpillar.
Butterfly.
Yeah. In a way, but you have to do it because cucumbers wouldn't turn into a pickle on their own. You need the act of pickling.
The fact that Wiggy knew what metamorphosis meant was impressive.
But didn't know that a cucumber was became a pickle after you put it in
a liquid known as a brine.
Right.
He's Boston. He's not from, I don't know, wherever they grow pickles.
He was also, there are miniature cucumbers, the miniature gherkin pickles. Like, there are small cucumbers that become small pickles.
Meanwhile, there's people probably at the Grillo's pickle outlet or factory in Woburn right now, the greatest pickles in the world, just going, we thought it was all going to work out.
I mean, that's classic Wiggy, though. That is classic,
that's
genuine.
That's the best.
When you're funny, when you're not even trying to be funny.
Absolutely. And he's not. He's okay explaining it. He wasn't uncomfortable. He wasn't embarrassed.
He's never been embarrassed by what he doesn't know.
Doesn't get defensive or anything like that.
Wiggs.
Right. And Sam Hauser knows what he knows, and last night that was a bunch of three-pointers. This was another Fitzy. You and I talked about this the other day, and some of it is due to the injury situations, but Jrue Holiday played again last night. So, Ted, we can put to rest the concerns, I think, with the old mallet finger. It was out there. He was shooting. He's been playing. This is two games in a row, 30-plus minutes. Yeah. I wouldn't say he's lighting it up. 2 of 5 from three last night, 10 points. But I think the injury concerns about Jrue Holiday. Remember, we were like, surgery or no surgery or who knows?
But what I love is he gives you another option. I like him handling the ball, and he's a mismatch under the rim. You see him getting the ball?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they just – and that was a fun – it was a fun game that they were – last night. They were like – They hunt mismatches.
Oh yeah,
much better than they ever have. And so a lot of our perimeter players, when they get mismatched underneath, can exploit that. Jrue Holiday's one of those guys.
Well, they have a weird Jrue Holiday and Jaylen Brown. To me, are two of the better in the paint players in the NBA. They're not 7-footers, traditional big men, and especially my guy Jaylen Brown. When he decides he wants to do it, how does Scal describe it? Off 2 feet. He likes to play off 2 feet in the paint, and he's so good at it. And honestly,
he owns his space like Scal. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. And he's not shooting great from three. Last night was another game. He went 0 for 5.
He's at 32% right now.
I actually am more and more trending toward do your damage in there. See that painted rectangle down there? Go do your damage down there.
The beauty of why I just think this team is partly why I think it's the best team in the NBA, it's not even close. Two guys off the bench right now, Sammy Hauser.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster.
and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And Peyton Pritchard.
Yep.
Peyton Pritchard shooting right now 42% from three, and Sammy Hauser 40% from three.
Yep.
Like, are you kidding me? You're getting over 40% 3-point shooters coming off the bench for you. Hey, I mean, good luck with that.
And I don't want to be disrespectful to Sam Hauser or Peyton Pritchard, but if I was an opponent of the Boston Celtics and I'm doing a pretty good job on Tatum and I'm doing a pretty good job on Brown and maybe I'm doing a pretty good job on Porzingis, and then Sam Hauser hits three threes, yeah, and I'm down nine, it's like, what am I supposed to do?
Nothing.
It's like, pick your poison, but there's too many poisons.
That's what makes the Celtics so freaking hard to beat.
It is. Their depth of their roster, and we've talked a little bit about this, the comfort with which they fill their roles, the lack of ego, or the job that I've given credit to Mazzulla for kind of massaging different guys that maybe in other places could be more, do more, get more 30-point games, make more money, or whatever. They're okay with their role here. Derek White. Derek White is just like, oh, I'm Derek White. I'll get my 9, my 18. Oh, tonight's the night. You're okay if I get 35? Okay, I'll go out and get 35 tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's amazing.
Well, that's where the magic happens. When you play on a team where everybody accepts their role,
yeah,
and is okay with the role, even though they feel like they can do more, they are still fine with their diminished role because it's what's the best interest of the team. And that's where the magic happens.
And should I give Joe Mazzulla credit for that, or is that the players themselves?
I think you got to give the whole organization credit.
Sort of a cultural thing?
I think it's a cultural thing to some degree. I do. And I think part of it is Joe. I think Joe instills confidence. I think he knows how to talk to each player.
Yep.
And sell to each player what their role is, and he's consistent with it. I mean, I think he was a big part of why Peyton Pritchard is the player he is. Like, you know, Peyton had a little crisis of confidence there a couple years ago, and Joe was like, hang in there. Last year, he played the most minutes by far than he had played, gets a new deal. He got a new deal before last year, and he just, boom, it's taken off, you know? And you see confidence growing. That's Joe Mazzulla, bro.
Ted, you brought up a little story about a ring and a live appearance,
yep,
and maybe it bounced and ruined it for everybody else.
Yeah.
Apparently, one of our callers, Rich in the Truck, has a championship ring story he'd like to share with that as his motivation. What's up, Rich?
Hey, man. How's it going, guys? I just felt like it was a cool ring story. It's not like a one that I dropped it or anything, or a bad story. It's actually a good one. I was a waiter, and I used to wait at a place in Uno's in Sturbridge, and I was standing there with these two gentlemen about to take their order. And I looked down at one of the guy's hands, and I was baffled because I signed a giant gold thing. And I was like, I'm sorry, but is that a championship ring? And the guy said, yes, it is, as a matter of fact. And I said, well, which one is it? And he put his hand out, and I saw it was a 2004 Red Sox World Championship. I was blown away, and then I looked at the guy and I said, I really apologize, but I don't know who the heck you are. And he said, well, that's because you wouldn't. But would you know me if I said this, young man? No betting, Manny Ramirez, number 24. And I lost it. I said, you're Carl Bean? No way. He said, yes, I am, young man. And he shook my hand, and he handed it to me, and he gave it to me, and he said, put it on. And I looked at him, and I was like, what?
Well, let me tell you this, Rich.
Great story.
Here's the deal, Rich. Hey, go easy. You know what? You really want to appreciate a ring? Wear it. You can look at it. That's cool. But it's cool that, who was the person?
Carl Bean. He's the announcer at Fenway Park.
Very good.
Stadium PA.
It's good for Carl.
By the way.
Good for Carl. Because you get a different perspective by putting the ring on.
It's absolutely.
The weight of it.
I mean, we saw it here with Stiz, was super excited to see yours. And, you know, maybe Scal will bring his in at some point.
I will say, when I have told my family and friends about how I got to not only hold and Ted let me try on the Super Bowl rings, I say that the size of Teddy's finger.
Yeah. Big fingers. Like
got big fingers.
Cucumbers.
My man got some big fingers.
All right.
It's not
big
just for
cucumbers.
Time. Not,
make for big pickles. 617-779-7937. WEEI Afternoons up next. We're going to talk more about this Brad Marchand drama, I guess, situation that led to his trade. What went down in terms of meetings, in-person meetings, trying to compromise in the middle, why they didn't compromise, what the numbers were, how this all played out in terms of Brad Marchand being traded and now returning to TD Garden tonight as a member of the Florida Panthers. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But right now we have Dan Ball trending.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.